Top military brass on Friday delivered a clear and loud message to India, promising decisive response from Pakistan if any attempt was made by the neighboring country to impose a war. Army Chief General Syed Asim Munir convened a special corps commanders meeting at the general headquarters in Rawalpindi against the backdrop of brewing tensions with India. New Delhi threatened to launch cross-border strikes after blaming Pakistan for the April 22 attack that killed 26 tourists in Pahalgam region of the Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir. Pakistan vehemently denied its role and offered to participate in any neutral, transparent and credible investigation. China and certain other countries backed Pakistan's proposal while the United States, contrary to Indian expectations, adopted a more balanced approach. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio on Wednesday spoke to Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif and Indian External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar, urging restraint. A statement issued by the military's media wing said the top brass conducted a comprehensive review of the prevailing geostrategic environment, with particular emphasis on the current Pakistan-India standoff and the broader regional security calculus. The forum reaffirmed the unflinching resolve of the armed forces to uphold the sovereignty and territorial integrity of the country against any aggression or misadventure. The COAS lauded the unwavering professionalism, steadfast morale and operational preparedness of the armed forces, standing in unity with the people of Pakistan to defend the homeland at all costs. He underscored the critical importance of heightened vigilance and proactive readiness across all fronts. The forum expressed grave concern over the intensification of Indian atrocities in the Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir, IOCK, particularly in the aftermath of the recent Pahalgam incident, as well as the continued targeting of innocent civilians along the line of control, LOC, by Indian occupation forces. It was reiterated that such inhumane and unprovoked acts serve only to escalate regional tensions and will be met with a resolute and proportionate response. The forum noted, with serious concern, India's consistent pattern of exploitation of crises to achieve political and military objectives. They have been following a predictable template, whereby internal governance failures are externalized. These incidents have often coincided with unilateral moves by India to alter the status quo, as seen in 2019 when India similarly exploited the Pulwama incident to unilaterally alter the status quo of Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir, through revocation of Article 370.